Blog Talk Radio.
Who is it?
It's the plumber.
Plumber? I didn't call a plumber.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome to the resurrection of Zygote in My Radio. I'd like to thank the Literary Underground for hosting the show and footing the bill. And we got a great show coming up for you here tonight, and along with my co-host, Michael D. Gasinski. First of all, though, I'd like to mention a couple of upcoming books and poetry readings here. We got a big poetry reading coming up in New Mexico. November 3rd and 4th. I've got Zygote print number 10 set to debut there, and also a full poetry collection by Ross Runfellow from Buffalo, New York, titled Up Against the Poetry Establishment. And that's going to be a great thing. It's going to be a lot of fun. But yeah, on to more important things here tonight. Tonight we're going to talk about, internet porn and how it relates to us in our everyday lives, and pros and cons, love it, leave it, and, kind of draw some parallels between how the internet has pretty much destroyed, internet porn that is, destroyed skin mags, you know, the old classics like Hustler and Playboy and all that. I mean, those are virtually extinct now with all the free porn available, and you know, there's parallels to that. If you consider the small press or books in general, I fear that someday print books are going to be extinct because you get so much free stuff on the internet, or you can buy an e-book for your little e-reader, you know, for like 99 cents, you know, and where do the writers fit in on that, you know? They get no money for that virtually. Let's bring on my co-host here, Mr. Michael D. Gasinski from Painted Post, New York. Michael, are you there?
Hello.
Michael, are you there? Hello.
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 Welcome, Michael. Welcome.
Yes.
So I got to ask, you ever sometimes just stare in the mirror with your shirt off and flex and blow kisses at yourself?
Well, I don't know about flex, but I can, you know, I definitely stick out the old beer guts. You know, I admire my cup holder. But I have to thank you. You gave me the opportunity to research internet porn all day.
Right.
You, and,
Just
I mean,
one
I
day?
I walked right for about a week, you know, walking on full legs, but it was...
I'd like to say I've been researching internet porn ever since I first got my first computer back in, like, what, 2000, so I'd have to say I'm at least a 12-year veteran of the old internet porn, so I kind of feel like this...
That's amazing that thing still works, Jesus.
Well, here's the thing, you know, I'm not good at much, and I don't know a whole lot of things, because I ain't all that bright, but by golly, I know porn, and I know publishing.
Yeah,
so I thought, what the hell?
That's all you need.
Right.
That's a bologna sandwich, and you're a real man, you know?
bologna sandwich and a glass of red Kool-Aid with a little bit of vodka in it, and you're set. Yep.
You need some Bacon-A's on that bologna sandwich, though.
Bacon-A's.
Bacon bits mixed with mayo. How can you go wrong? So.
All right.
Anyhow.
So, yeah.
It was funny. I was actually reading an article right before you went live on the BBC about how, you know, the free internet porn is destroying the porn industry. And
really?
The women porn stars are pretty much forced to go into prostitution to make any money, you know, because no one's buying the DVDs or paying for it anymore. I mean, you know, the Octomom porn, that was able for, you know, I could get that free the day before it went live, you know, to buy it. You know.
Wow.
So, and let me tell you, the Octomom is no prize.
So you've experienced the Octomom, huh?
Yes, I have.
And
experience. Botox and all.
On a scale of 1 to 10, what would you give her?
I'd give her about a -4.
-4? Were you even able?
Too much Botox. I mean, I can get a blow up doll if I want, you know, something.
Right. Yeah, the Botox thing, you know, with the whole facial paralysis thing. There's no expression, you know. That's a turn off, you know.
I mean, I swear there's asbestos in those lips, man. It's just it's rough.
So, were you even able to achieve orgasm while masturbating to Octomom?
No, it was definitely more of a hold up than a stick up.
Up? It was a strictly platonic experience,
up,
huh?
Yeah. It wasn't the perfect crime, yeah. So.
Oh, so you're one of those platonic masturbators, are you?
Well,
one of those platonic porn.
Well, I like something to look at, something that's real, not, you know.
And that's the thing, you know, some people, you know, here's the thing, and I'm gonna be honest about it and straight up about it. Masturbation, it's normal. It is.
Yeah,
everybody does it. Everybody does it, and anyone who denies it is flat out lying. It's natural, you know. It's something everybody does, and so what the fuck? If you need some visual aids every once in a while, what's the problem with that? You know, sex and masturbation, you know, it's part of life. It's normal, you know.
Well, despite what they said, I haven't gone blind and I don't have hair on my palms, so I don't, you know, whoever came up with that anyway, you'll get hair on your palms. I mean, really? Seriously?
Oh, I don't know. I'm sure it was some sort of like Christian fundamentalist or some do-gooder.
I'm sure.
And, you know, the ironic thing is they're the ones who probably do it more than anybody, yet they'll get up there on the pulpit and say, this is immoral, you're all going to hell, you know. But,
well, I mean, you know, they go after little boys, you know,
because they repress it too much.
And I'm kind of hurt by that. You know, I grew up in the Catholic Church, and you know, I thought I was a good looking kid, but no priest ever approached me. Never.
Wow.
Not once.
Yeah.
I mean, you know,
that would
kind of
hurt. Yeah, I can see that, man.
Never once did a priest say, "Hey, buddy," or, you know, not even a good game, a pat on the ass, nothing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Huh.
I know.
You were doing something wrong. You're putting off the wrong vibe or something. So, hey, you're a Catholic, huh? Did you hear about the Pope, what he did today?
Oh, what did he do?
He dropped
now?
The Catholic ban on condoms. Did you hear that?
Really? I hope that doesn't mean I got to start using condoms.
Yeah, I don't know. I heard it somewhere on the internet, so it's got to be real, right?
Oh, well, you know, I may be raised Catholic, but I haven't. Well, I go to church for funerals. I mean, you know, that's about small and skinny. Yeah, I I haven't eaten that stale wafer bread in aeons.
Right, right. But, you know, then you get to drink the blood of Christ, which is actually wine, and, you know, that's not so bad. I do that every other night.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. My blood of Christ is Miller High Life. It comes in a red can now.
Is it really?
Hmm.
Red can?
Red, white, and blue, man. I'm patriotic, Sam.
Oh, that sounds like Pabst Blue Ribbon to me, man. That's a real band's beer.
Oh, Jesus. It's all over now. But yeah, you know, that article on the internet porn was kind of, you know, striking. I mean,
well,
you know,
that
it
is
was
striking.
Saying that, you know, a lot of the male, you know, performers, I mean, are resorting to, you know, like suicide and heavy drug use. They only, it says they only get paid about $150 a scene, you know, whereas females only make about $600. So you figure.
What? Yeah. Wait. The male performers get paid more than the female?
No, $150 a scene. They do not get paid more. And women get paid $600.
Oh, $600. Oh, okay, I see.
Yeah, okay.
I heard that wrong. I was about to be in shock there.
I probably mumbled like I had a dick in my mouth or something. You know, it happens. But yeah, so, you know, you have these women going into prostitution. You know, and you have male performers doing heavy drug use and killing themselves. I mean, really, it's. In this case, I don't think technology is good.
Wow. That's some pretty heavy shit.
Ron Jeremy never blew his brains out, you know, and he was during the heyday of porn.
Right. I wonder what kind of rate he got back in the day.
I'm sure he gets a premium. I mean,
oh, of course.
Know, like,
well, he has to make
a hedgehog.
One.
He's a
right.
legend.
Right. Huh.
You know, I do. I miss some of the skin magazines. There used to be this one that my father used to get called Nugget. Nugget was an obscure one. I mean, there was lots of
sounds obscure. Sounds like it might have some like
bondage, and there was they would have the gusher issues.
Oh, the gushers.
Pissing. You know,
oh,
pissing and shit like that. But it eventually went defunct, man. It disappeared, and it was really
mm-hmm.
sad. You know,
well, you know, that's another thing, too. Well, first of all, it's funny that I'm sure every kid or guy our age had a father who had a secret stash. I'm sure your dad was a secret stash that you found, you stumbled upon, right?
Well, yeah, that's, you know, everybody has their little shit. My buddy Keith, his dad had a whole stash of Playboys we got into, and we found the Madonna issue. She had hair and everything under her armpits. We were traumatized.
Oh, I remember that issue, yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, we were traumatized. We're like, what the I'm really... And, you know, I didn't know whether to braid it, put beads on it, or what. I just...
Were you able to achieve an erection while looking at the Madonna's hairy armpits?
Well, hey, it was Madonna, of course. You know,
okay, right.
I just said... But so, looking at her... Spread eagle, there is nothing like a virgin about that.
Yeah, absolutely far from it. Absolutely. So, do you, speaking of internet porn, do you have any like particular favorite sites or anything? What's your take on?
I mean, whatever's obscure. I mean, I don't know, scatlover.com. Why not?
So you're into scat, huh?
Right,
Golden showers
right
and
for the gusto. I don't even know, is that even a website? But there's I don't know, you know, my biggest problem with internet porn, with porn
mm-hmm.
in general, you know, I don't like the impact it has on this, on, you know, our society as far as men goes, because I think it puts too high of a standard on women. You know, these women who perform in these, you know, these videos, 9 times out of 10 are real airbrushed. They're perfect looking. They don't have a blemish. And then, you know, as a society, you know, a lot of guys I know look at women in that way. They think, well, you know, it doesn't look like, you know, Jenna Jameson, you know, Jameson or whatever. It's
right.
So that's my biggest problem with it, you know.
Well, here's the thing.
There's
you
something
and I,
beautiful about the unperfect woman.
Oh, absolutely. And see, you must surf a different type of porn than me, because I tend to shy away from the high production, you know, mainstream porn, I guess. I kind of prefer, you know, the more of the, like, the kind of grainy, homemade type and all that. So I don't see very many of the Jenna Jamesons and all that. I don't get in that because, you know, the fake boobs and all that, it doesn't do it for me. See, I like to see, you know, just like you were saying, I like to see a girl or, I mean, woman or whatever that looks real. That looks real. You know what I mean?
Google, you know, women who look like Jack Nicholson. I mean, what do you
mean? No, but, no. Oh, I have to say, there's some pretty good sites out there, but, you know, the scary thing about internet porn is you have to be really careful about the websites that you get on, because there's usually a lot of viruses hidden in within the links. I've fucked up quite a many computers by
why I keep my brand new computer, which already had its hard drive crash. I keep it cherry. I don't surf the internet porn. I don't want internet STDs.
Yeah, my computer's been tainted by those internet STDs one too many times. So I have to get a shot of penicillin every once in a while, virtual penicillin or whatnot. So looks like we got a caller. I don't know who it is or anything, but I'd like to get this caller on here and get their perspective on internet porn and its impact on society and, you know, whatever else they want to talk about. Okay. Caller, you're on.
Ni hao.
Hello.
Ni hao. Ni hao. Wo yao gan ni yi qi shuo.
Well, apparently we have a Navajo on here. Well, hello, Navajo.
It sounds like they don't have a gag reflex.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh wow, that's
Well, that sounds like a pretty furious gag reflex there. They're in the midst of surfing porn right now and rubbing one out.
Yeah.
Speaking of rubbing one out, guest or Michael, whoever wants to answer this question, how long is a typical internet porn session for you? I mean, how long does it take you to rub one out? You know, with the visual aids going. Just curious.
It depends.
It depends.
It really, really depends. I mean, it's, you know, if you haven't had action. I mean, when I was married, you know, it'd take me about 30 seconds. I mean, you know, the best action. I mean, I got better action from Rosie Palm and her five friends, or Miss Michigan, whatever the hell you want to call her, than I did from my wife. So, you know, that was 30 seconds. But, you know, if you're getting regular action, I don't think, I don't think it'd be that quick.
Hmm, interesting. So,
you know, I mean, you're thinking, you know, at least the duration of a scene, you know, and they're,
right.
But really, who needs a 32-minute fuck scene, really? You know,
I got to be honest. Sometimes I like to have a little bit of foreplay with myself, you know, tease a little and, you know, draw it out, you know.
What do you massage the gooch? I mean, what do you foreplay with yourself?
Well, there's various techniques, and this is something we should probably get into, you know, masturbatory techniques here while watching internet porn. I mean, why not, right? In all honesty, all of us professional masturbators, you know, we've got our various techniques depending on the scene we're watching and the mood we're in, and, you know, you know, you got to have the gradual tease, or once you got a little bit of build up, you know. I never feel satisfied by the quick 30 second to a minute, you know, jerk off scenarios. Makes me feel really, really cheap and unsatisfied. But there's various techniques that you can do to enhance the manual gratification orgasm, no doubt about it. And I don't know, do you have any like special techniques that you would like to discuss, or?
Well, I mean, like I said, I don't know about the whole thing of, you know, having foreplay with yourself. I mean, you know, there's not a whole lot, you know, I don't, Really, I don't, you know, massage my butthole or anything.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, well, that's interesting you brought that up. So, you've never got so bored with the act of manual gratification that you had to experiment and, like, try something new and to try to enhance the experience and possibly alter the orgasm a little, like, say, maybe take a little sheet of toilet paper, roll it up into a ball and stuff it up your butt to stimulate your prostate while in the act of manual gratification?
No, I have not. You know, and that's probably because, you know, I had a girlfriend one time who put her finger into my butthole during the act. And
she didn't give you a heads up that...
Yeah, I looked like a little kid who was caught in the cookie jar. You know, I had that, oh, my God, look at my face. And yeah, it was over from there. I mean, she was all into it. She thought she was doing me a favor.
Yeah, really. Well, which finger was it? Was it a thumb, a pinky, or index? I mean,
no, I don't think it was a thumb. No, I think it was her first finger. You know, I didn't.
Her first finger? You mean the index?
Yeah, I didn't do a photo capture of the experience or anything.
Well, you didn't ask her.
I mean,
what was the reaction? What did you say to her? I mean,
I said, woo, what are you doing? And she said, oh, you know, I'm just trying to spice it up. I'm like, yeah, no, it's all right. You know, I just got right off her. I said, we're done. And I went and had a beer. it was violating.
She didn't give you a heads up at all. It just all of a sudden you just, boom?
Just,
I mean, how far
sudden,
up did she get? Was it full knuckle?
All of a sudden, peak of fucking boo. It was right there. It was you know, she had a fudgesicle of a finger, man. And,
oh, my God.
If we had discussed it, maybe if we had discussed it or something,
right.
I mean, I probably would have suggested she spit on it first or something, not just...
Wow, it was unlubricated,
and,
huh? That's,
yeah,
wow.
Well, yeah, I know women, you know, a lot of women tend to have the long fingernails, which is... Nice.
Oh, right, yeah, that's, yeah.
I mean, it got all those hard-to-reach places, and, you know, I should probably send her an email thanking her for it, you know, it's... my colon cleansing, but I just I wasn't into it.
I wonder what inspired her to do that. I mean, I wonder where she got the idea. Maybe she was reading Cosmopolitan magazine or something with one of their sex surveys, what men really like, what men really want, secretly in the bedroom, but they don't tell you.
Maybe, and you know, who writes that? Women, right? You know,
correct.
It's just like, have you ever sit there and you read in a skin magazine where, you know, the woman is supposedly saying, oh, I want you to mount me hard like a, you know, rabid wildebeest and all this. She doesn't write that. Some asshole guy sits there, some pervert, and writes that shit. You know, my interests, you know, yeah, it's not, you know, men.
Right.
You know, it's not, you know, electricians with long wires, you know, it's just some pervert writes that bullshit.
So you think most porn that's written porn or you know, stuff of that nature is written by men? And if you, I mean, what about 50 Shades of Grey? I'm sure you're familiar with that book that's gone, like, viral, right? 50 Shades
of
Grey.
Yeah, but I couldn't tell you anything hardly about it, you know?
Right.
I haven't read it, so.
So, yeah, but it's allegedly written by a woman, I guess. So, and that's why everyone's making such a big deal of this. Oh, my God, a woman wrote this, you know. Oh, my God, a woman wrote a pornographic book for stay-at-home moms, you know. And it's all cool, and it's going, and it's like a bestseller and everything. But if a man was to write a book, what would happen? What would he be labeled? What would he be labeled, honestly?
Well,
he'd be
labeled sleazy, I'm sure.
Uh-huh, and a pervert.
But you know, it's about time a woman steps up, you know.
I agree.
Women who've done it in the past, but, you know, I mean, really, mainstream success. You know, it's about time a woman does. And you know, I mean, honestly, you know, there's nothing wrong with it. What's the difference if it's a man or a woman?
Nothing.
You know, I mean,
I don't know, but... some people in society or whatnot, you know, make a big deal out of it. So our caller, our Navajo caller, is still on here. You know, I'd like to hear some perspective from he or she. I couldn't quite tell if it was a he or she because I don't speak Navajo. But hello, caller, Navajo. Navajo.
You only speak Navajo, right?
Hello. I am get very aroused by hearing you talk about this thing. It make me very funny. I want masturbate to this right now.
Well, I hope you are, because you know what?
Oh, wow, yeah.
Mr. or Mrs. Navajo, masturbation is a very natural thing, and I appreciate that this conversation is, you find it arousing.
I am fine, very arousing.
Are
it
you,
funny.
Are you, so apparently you're tingling in your no-no places?
Oh, yeah. I am touching naughty part. I am put finger in my butt.
Yeah, well, you should try the toilet paper technique Brian suggested.
Yeah, well, that way you don't have to put your finger, so you have two hands free. See, that's one of the things you learn from hours and hours of internet porn is, you know, you got to have one hand manipulating the mouse while the other one is gratifying the monster between your legs.
You could even try something like a candle. And at least with a candle, if it got stuck up there, eventually the heat would melt the wax and it'd come right out.
Oh, yes. This is a good idea. You are a very smart man. You are a very smart man. I am like you very much.
I don't like me too much.
So, Mr. Navajo.
You are making me very horny, you.
Mr. Navajo, do you have any favorite internet porn sites that you would like to share with us?
Yes. I like the big, beautiful woman. The big, beautiful black woman.
Right.
Very big. Very black. Very big.
Kind of like your grande copies from Starbucks?
Oh, yes. I like
the beautiful black.
I like the beautiful black woman, the big woman, the 200-pound woman.
There's nothing wrong with that. Everyone has their own taste, man.
I was just going to ask when you said beautiful black woman before you said 200 pounds, like, you know, like Lawrence Fishburne's daughter. I mean, you know, she did.
Oh, yes. This is making me very horny. I don't like it.
Excuse me.
Well, enjoy the experience. Do the foreplay with yourself, as Brian suggests.
Yeah, yeah.
Idea.
I think foreplay is essential.
The gooch, and, you know.
It's essential during, like, actual intercourse with another person or, you know, while engaged in the manual gratification. So.
I agree. I like to play with my butt. I like to put finger in butt.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes I like to put other things in my butt. And then I masturbate to picture on internet of the beautiful woman.
Okay. Do you ever engage in a little bit of nipple play? Because I have found, you know, touching the nipples and squeezing them lightly, or, you know, putting a little bit of lotion on a finger and rubbing a nipple and imagining it's a woman licking it. Do you ever find yourself, you know, using one hand to gratify the little man between your legs and your nipples?
Sometimes I use my cat. I have a cat, and cat, he like to lick, and I take cat, and cat, he lick my nipple, and sometimes my testicle, too.
Do you ever find that, or have you ever found that maybe one nipple is more sensitive than the other? I mean, one, you know, do you have a left or right nipple preference? By any chance?
Yes.
Which one?
My right nipple. It's very sensitive.
Okay.
I like to touch my nipple and then put my finger into my butt. It feels very good. I like this very much.
Mr. Navajo, are you having an orgasm right now? Are you about to ejaculate? Oh my goodness. All right, well, on that note, after that wonderful ejaculation there, we're going to take a 3-minute break and listen to some more fun porn music here. This piece is titled Cramming for College.
Okay, class, our final exam will be coming up at the end of this week. The test will be comprised of 20% written, 30% oral, and 50% anal. Any questions?
Professor?
Yes, dear.
Will there be any extra credit?
I am so glad you asked. Okay, class, our final exam will be coming up at the end.
No, class, we're not going to take that final exam again. Hey, welcome back. Wow, all right. So we've been discussing internet porn and, foreplay with ourselves while engaged in manual gratification. I don't know. It looks like we got another caller, so... let's see if this next caller has some sort of new perspective they can shed upon us here, and we'll move forward from there. Hello, caller, you're on. Live. Zygote Radio.
Have you guys ever heard of Erica Young or Erica Jung? You guys ever read her?
No.
Oh, okay.
Please elaborate.
She's an old hooker that that happens to be able to write some books.
Uh-huh.
And, a lot of people that call her the female Henry Miller.
Ooh, okay.
I think, personally, you know, I think her books translate better into, I don't know, color-depicted murals, like with crayons and construction paper.
Mm-hmm.
I like to draw corn dogs on my construction
paper. Give Brian an idea with crayons. He may get into his foreplay again.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm here for. Oh, man, you guys are cracking me up. I want to know the Navajo gentleman that was discussing cats and nipple play. I just want to know, do you let the cat torque the nipple with the tongue? Or is it more of just a licking, scratching motion? I was just curious about that.
Mr. Navajo.
Hello? Hello?
Do you have a response for... our caller.
I am a cat. They lick, and sometimes the cat, he very mad, and he like to scratch the nipple. I don't like this, but this sometimes it give me the erection.
And, you know, ultimately it's all about the erection, right, and the release. For me, you know, it's all about the release. I've got this big old Andy Grippit that I take around with me everywhere. And
Andy Grippit.
Yeah, as soon as people get on my nerves, you know, I unleash the Andy Grippit all with all his full, massive veininess. And, you know, I release. And some people don't take too kindly to that, but, you know, fuck it. That's the way it goes. So, anyhow, well.
Do you put the dildo into people's butt?
Oh, God.
When you are mad, this what you do? You put the dildo on your butt?
Not my own butt, actually. I do
other
let
people butt.
I have loaned it on occasion to some females as they strapped it on and enjoyed watching them.
God.
Go at it, but yeah, I better not go there because I'm probably going to get in trouble.
I was going to say, I got to be honest with you guys, that's actually my favorite, is girl-on-girl action with dildo play in it.
Oh, yeah, it's pretty hot, especially to see, you know, one female kind of dominate the other and become, like, this sort of pseudo, like, aggressive male,
you know
what I mean? Yeah, you know, yeah, I agree. I love that, too. Yeah.
Sometimes I'll see those photos where they've got the one girl that's like a little bit tougher. She's wearing a bandana. They're always wearing bandanas for some reason. I don't understand the dominant one. But they'll literally like throw these bitches down on the bed and step on their neck and break out the dildo. And that's a
question. Oh yeah. And it's always kind of nice when they.
For me, it's like staring at the fresh baked cookies, knowing I can't have one.
Oh,
I'm looking, just going, damn it, you know.
I was going to ask, do you guys prefer the step on the neck motion? I was going to ask you about that. Do you think that that's a little bit too far in porn, or is that?
I was just getting ready to elaborate that in porn. I sometimes find, and you know, this sounds awful because you know I'm not, you know, misogynistic or anything like that, but sometimes, you know, because, you know, I've been, you know, doing the porn thing for years and years and years now, and sometimes you need to, like, mix it up a little bit, you know, you need a little something different. I found that some of these porn sites online, they have the rough sex, you know, and where, you know, you get some, like, BBC guy, you know, with a guy, you know, I can't call it, just gagging the hell out of a white girl with his penis, and she's got the mascara running down her face, and she's like going, that sounds terrible, but, you know.
Sometimes.
What I don't understand is the spanking, though. I can't deal with the spanking. I don't
really
know what. What gets people off with that? I just sit there and I watch it go, great. Woo. You know, that's something you do to a 2-year-old. I mean, what the fuck? I mean,
yeah.
People get off on this shit.
Well, yeah, you know, there's so many fetishes out there. So many. I mean, everyone has their own little click, thing that just.
I'm sure some people got off to, two girls and a cop, two women and a cop.
Oh, yeah, that did nothing for me. That, that was Vomitus Maximus for me. I'm sorry.
Oh God. I was going to ask you guys favorite porn stars. Who is it?
See, I don't have a favorite porn star. Everyone always, I don't like the glossy, high budget porns, And if there is even one iota of some pseudo plot to it, I'm turned off. Like, I don't want a plot to my porn. I just want to see, the action, whatever. I need the visual aid to help self-gratify. You know what I mean? I don't need plot. I don't need slick, fake-looking women with, silicone boobs and all that and airbrushed or anything like that. Yep. I just need...
I differ from you, Ryan. I'd say instantly, Gianna Michaels.
Oh,
really?
Good one. Yeah.
Gianna Michaels, she kind of, I love how she kind of flips the role. Normally you have the guy who dominates the scene, but she talks a lot of shit.
Mm-hmm.
And she normally runs the scene.
Yeah.
And I like Gianna. She's a tough cookie.
Hell yeah. What about the Navajo guy? Who's his favorite one?
Mr. Navajo? Do you have a favorite porn star? Be it male, female, or other creature, or...
I am like the transvestiles.
Oh, gee. Which one?
The transvestile from Thailand. I am like this.
You gotta help us out with a name. I mean, what if I get a hankering to get off on a transvestite from Thailand? I'm not gonna know who to look up.
That's true. Well, I guess I'm sure you could just Google it and find one. I mean, just,
Pattaya.
For the tranny hometown.
Pattaya.
I like myself. I like Luscious Lopez. It's a tie between Luscious Lopez and Jenna Jameson. That's where I fall in love. I like big booties. I like big booties.
Do you have the Jenna Jameson action figure?
I don't.
I'd prefer to have the Jenna Jameson blow up doll.
I'm still waiting, Brian, for my blow up sheep. My blow up sheep.
That's right. I do owe you one of those, don't I?
Every day, yes. I check my mailbox every day.
All right. It would be wonderful if there's any females out there listening right now. They've probably hung up or turned us off because they're like so pissed off. But I would like to hear a female perspective. If there's any female callers out there who might have the balls, I should say. To call in and give us their perspective because, I want this to be fair and balanced. I want to hear the other side, I want to hear, because I everyone always thinks it's just the guys like the porn, blah, 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 there's women out there
women,
that get off on it, too.
Women watch it, too. Women watch it, too.
Oh, well, yeah, I know they do. I know many women. I've dated many women who have, yeah. But anyhow, I'm not going
to
go there.
We need a woman to call in. We definitely need a woman to call in.
Yeah, I agree.
Where's Misty when you need her?
I'm sure she would have a great perspective on this, yeah.
It's the only perspective. She's probably barbecuing Barbie dolls and, plotting her revenge against society. But no women, nobody cares, no love.
All right. Look. Mr. Navajo.
Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Hello.
Do you currently? I'm just curious. Are you currently married or dating anyone?
Yes.
Yes? All right.
Yes.
I want to know, Mr. Navajo, are you circumcised? See, how does that affect? How does that affect?
Oh, yeah, you know, that's true. I wonder if women can really feel a difference between a circumcised and an uncircumcised guy. And, you know, I wonder how that translates to, you know, during fellatio. I wonder, is it gross having all the extra skin for a woman to, like, you know, go down on a, you know, an uncircumcised penis as opposed to, you know, a circumcised penis? Just to put it out there, I am circumcised, so, you know.
Yes, I am too. That was really fantastic. They slice the skin. You know, I always thought it'd be a nice service to women, you know, afterwards. They, with the extra skin, they have like a napkin to wipe the corners of their mouth.
But, you know, you get all that smegma, you know, building up underneath that little hood, you know.
How would you
and
know
it,
about
it,
the smegma under the hood, Brian?
Well, I mean, you know. I'm a porn aficionado, man, and, you know, I hear all these things. I read about them, and, you know, it happens, and you get too much of that smegma building up under that hood, man, and it makes you more prone to infection, you know. You know, who wants to get a UTI,
yeah.
UTI after having sex every couple weeks, you know? Screw that. So I'm glad I'm circumcised.
Hey, free cottage cheese, man.
Oh, that's gross.
That's what you need right there.
So, Mr. Navajo, are you circumcised or not?
No, I am not circumcised. I know. I am not circumcised, but I have very small penis. So the foreskin it very a very large portion of penis. Of
really?
Me.
So have you found it?
Oh yes.
It enhances the experience for the woman or for yourself or for both?
For both. I am believe because I take the foreskin and in the same time I put only the foreskin into the vagina or into the anus.
You can always play peekaboo. You know.
I fold the foreskin over the penis and then it look much smaller, so I usually keep the foreskin over the penis.
Now, you know, I've asked every Jewish guy I've known well, what do the rabbis do with the foreskin? What do they do? Hebrew national hot dogs? Calamari? What does it become?
Well, you know, I've actually heard stories, and I don't know if this is true, and if they still do this, but I remember reading a story just a couple of years ago about a rabbi who got arrested because when he circumcised the kid, he actually pulled the foreskin off with his mouth. I thought, what? That is weird. Is there any truth to that?
Rabbi. Pulled it off with his mouth, like his teeth?
Yeah. After, you know, he, like, I guess made the initial incision or whatnot. Is that normal? Was that how they really do it? I mean, I don't know, man.
Yeah, I don't know.
I heard they were going to try to, like, stop that tradition because it was causing infection. You know, you got the human saliva, and I've heard that human saliva is dirty than, like, a dog's mouth, so, you know, has more germs or whatnot.
Yeah. Well, but I do. I want to know what happens to the foreskin. I mean, you know, if it's a religious kind of ceremony, what do you just throw it in a landfill?
Yeah, that is kind of bizarre. That's a good question.
Management, and there's all these foreskins laying there. I mean, what do they do?
Well, you know, when women get abortions, where does the fetus go?
I know what happens when chickens get abortions. We call it an omelet, but I don't know about
it. It looks like we got another caller here. Let's bring this caller on and see their point of view and see their perspective here. Hello, caller. You're on. 903 area code.
Howdy, y'all. This is Misty.
Hot damn. We were hoping you'd show up.
There you go. That's all.
There
you
go. This is the female perspective we need and wanted. Wow. Well, welcome, Misty. Thank you for thank you very much for calling in.
Sure.
Misty, your experiences with internet porn. Any favorite sites? I mean, enlighten us. We would like to hear the female perspective.
Well,
absolutely.
The only one I tend to go to, it's free, is sublimedirectory.com.
Uh-huh.
I go to Hooters, the tits. I've got the tit fetish, but I don't like the silicone tits. I like the natural double D.
Me? Oh,
I don't like the silicone.
Yeah, I don't either. I despise the silicone. I prefer the natural, like, kind of teardrop-shaped boobies. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Nipples are important, too. I like the big nipples. I don't like the tiny, dime-sized nipples. Those are
really? You like
big
the big nipples? Nipples. Yeah.
Big nipples, good.
Pink or brown? Do you have a preference?
It doesn't matter. The size matters more than the color, I would say.
Oh, definitely. Okay. Excellent.
See, so we have a woman who watches porn right here, see?
Right, see? So
women
we're not crazy. We're not crazy. I knew there was a different side to it, you know, and
now,
I started feeling bad and guilty.
Missy, do women do foreplay with themselves when they're rubbing one out, like Brian says he does?
What's that, the foreplay?
Yeah, do women do, when they rub one out, do they do a foreplay with themselves? Because Brian insists he does that when he jerks out.
My only foreplay is inserting the batteries in my vibrator.
Now that's hardcore. See? Oh, my God. You brought up vibrators. Yeah, well, okay, guilty. I've used one before.
I never thought that I would need a vibrator. I thought, you know, my fingers get the job done. It's fine. What's the big deal? I didn't
right,
get
but
it.
But then you need to
and then,
yeah, you need to mix things up.
Then
time,
I was
you know?
Texting this guy in Atlanta, and he brought up the rabbit vibrator, and so I did a Google and I found the vibrator and I ordered one, and oh my God, there's no comparison between just fingers and the buzzing of
yeah,
the rabbit ears against the clit. It's phenomenal.
But is it,
out of the
is it a
world.
Vibrator or is it one of those crazy freaking devices that can call the Martians down, the mothership? You know, last time I went to a sex shop, they have vibrators that are just insane.
Mine was a clearance vibrator, like $60, and it's got the big pink dildo, but I don't use that, and it rotates. I just turn on the rabbit ears. There's two speeds,
mm-hmm.
Fast or super fast. I do just the regular fast, and that gets the job done. That's all I need. That's all
Excellent. You know, and I got to confess, I have felt the occasional vibrator from, girlfriend's, underwear drawer, and just to mix things up, I've tried it out. Because, you know what, here's the thing. Men, you know, you always hear about women having the G-spot, right? Well, I gotta be honest. At least I've noticed this from personally on my penis. My penis, you know, has its own little G-spot. And so one day, you masturbate for years and years and years, and you start getting old, and you got to mix things up and make it interesting for yourself again. So I decided, well, you know what? I'm going to go pull that vibrator out of my, my girlfriend's drawer there. And so I did, and, applied it to my penis, and I'll be damned if it didn't. Like, wow, it was like a whole different experience, man. The vibrating and everything. I mean, I think men can get off just as well using a vibrator as women can, honestly. That may sound weird, but it's true. And, I don't know. I guess, gosh, that's pretty bad when you need variety in your masturbation techniques, right?
Yeah, that's you're doing it too much, Brian, or something.
I already told you I'm a professional here,
Yeah,
so,
you aren't kidding. You're all about it.
I'm
man.
Not kidding.
I haven't had
to I
think the vibrator sex is superior to sex that I've had with other human beings lately. So,
I don't know. My wife, when I was married, she went to one of those sex toy parties or whatever, and she bought this thing that I slide on my dick and it vibrates my balls and her spot at the same time. That was one of the most uncomfortable, annoying things. I felt like I'm trying to use this thing and it's vibrating. I felt like I was sitting in a car with bass or something.
Uh-huh.
I was like, what the fuck? I just couldn't.
I've tried one of those before. I remember I actually bought I think it was a box of Trojans, and it had a special little, free bonus in it. It was like a cock ring that had a switch on it that would vibrate. So you'd put this cock ring on and it would vibrate, and, you know, so it was bizarre. Just like you said, it felt like you were in a car with, you know, Eazy-E or NWA playing, you know, you know, I don't know, it didn't do it for me at all.
I mean, really, I was trying, but it was, and, you know, there was only one speed, and it was a speed that was way too fast.
Mm-hmm.
It's just too much. I couldn't do it.
So,
you enjoy your G spot. I'll keep my normal.
You don't. Okay. Misty, you have a G spot, right? Or somewhere? I mean, usually for the woman.
That's
what
they tell me. I've heard about spurting and all that. I've never personally experienced it.
Yeah.
So it's something I guess to look into. But.
Right. Well, I mean. Okay, maybe
I should go to Good
say,
Vibrations in California and have one of those hot lesbians that work at Good Vibrations teach me. Help me find my G-spot.
Yeah, okay, maybe G-spot's not the right term. I'm thinking more like I know every woman, I have been able to get women off easier via their clitoris. So maybe that's what I'm referring to, I think. I think every male penis has, like, its own, like, spot that's sort of equivalent to the clitoris. The clit.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, I found it's easier to manually gratify a woman via her clitoris, or, you know, orally, you know. So maybe that's what I'm thinking of when I
just be a man and go down on her, you know. Don't be.
Well, that's what I'm saying, orally or manually, dude. You know.
Yeah, just go down. It'll do the trick.
In my experience, it's been hard to find a man who knows how to eat good pussy. I've written poems about it. Both of my husbands were expert cunnilingus.
Oh, yeah? Really? Wow.
But if I'm meeting a guy for the first time, like, you know, I've had a few flings, and it never works
for a one-night stand
or a fling. I have to know the guy, I have to trust him, have some kind of emotional rapport before I can really, you know, let it go and achieve a real orgasm.
Right. Yeah,
well,
yeah, I found
some of that has to do with, for some reason, there's a stigma for guys going down. Why is it okay for a woman to get a guy a blowjob, but it's not okay for a guy to use a woman's pussy? You know,
exactly.
There's a huge stigma on that.
Really? I've never experienced a stigma.
No, there is. Go to the workplace. You know, I've worked in grocery stores. I've worked as a plumber. I've been in construction. I've worked at a Burger King. Everywhere I've ever worked, the guys always say, no, I don't need pussy. No, never.
Really?
You know, they have this. Yes, they have a hang-up about it. It's crazy.
That's right. You know, isn't that kind of crazy? It's like it does the whole oral gratification thing seems a little more personal and intimate, I think, than just the good old, you know, in and out rogering. You know. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I look at it this way. You know, I'll eat pickled eggs. I want to eat pussy. You know, I
oh God,
shit.
I tried pickled eggs once in my life, and good Lord, I'll never do it again. How about you?
I eat some pretty disgusting shit. I mean, you know, it's gonna help somebody get off as well. But there is. There's a big stigma. I mean, you know, it's really.
Hmm.
I've come across it many a time in my life. Guys claim that, oh, I would never do that. Yeah, bullshit.
Yeah, I find that very bizarre. Because in all my experiences, I found that the easiest way to gratify a woman. Maybe my penis isn't big enough. I don't know. Wow.
Maybe if you have that extra foreskin, you'd be able to.
Yeah. Speaking of extra foreskin, where is our Navajo friend? Navajo friend, are you there still?
I am listening. I am listening to this camera station. It made me very funny. I like I like the Mr. Rainwater. She is very sexy. The sound that she makes, I very like.
Well, here's the thing. Here's a whole nother issue or titty fucking. Wow. Can't even believe I went there. Titty fucking. Yeah, I did it. Who has experience that? Raise your hand here.
Well, I'm just a big cut, so I've never experienced the titty fuck.
Have you ever given the titty fuck?
No.
No? Okay, well. Michael?
I've never had sex with a woman. I've fantasized about it, but I've never been in love with a woman or had sex with a woman. I've been infatuated with women that
uh-huh.
were real, but not really had contact with them. It's been, you know,
right.
over the internet, stuff like that. But
right.
I've never really been in love with a real woman that I really had contact with and all
uh-huh.
that.
Well, I mean, it'd be hard for two women to titty fuck. I mean, I guess I should have excluded you from that. I mean, seriously, but yeah. Oh, wow. But what about you, Mr.
The only person I habitually titty fucked was my wife.
Don't say any names.
I loved missing her mouth and poking her in the eye or the forehead or something.
Oh, really? Your penis is that big, huh? You titty fuck her and you're poking her in the eye, huh?
Well, no, I have some action in my hips, you know. I'm young.
I don't like titty fuck.
Oh, come on,
but
now. What fun are you?
I like to make the titty fuck. I like to put the grease onto the woman, and then I put my penis, and it is very fun. Even if it is the small boobie, I still don't fuck the titty. I rub the foreskin.
I mean, Mr. Navajo, you sound like a large guy. Do you have, like, moves? I mean, are you up for a little titty fucking? I mean...
No, I am not very large. The men in my country, they are not very large. I have very small penis.
Oh, you're very small.
A very small penis. Very small penis.
Nipple fuck, whatever. It's all the same.
I have a penis on the nipple.
You know, friction is very good.
I gotta admit, you know, that, you know, since I've hit 40 years old, you know, I'm starting to get those nice hairy man titties, and I'd like to think maybe I could pimp myself out sometime to horny old men who want to titty fuck little guys, you know. Maybe I can make some extra money on the side to help finance my tainted copy press or as I get my copy books, but speaking of which, gosh, wow, we totally lost the whole side of the you know, printing and all that, but you know what, who cares?
the point was internet porn and skin magazines.
Right. We've gone off in a totally different direction, and you know what, I'm really enjoying it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I got one to bring up as far as internet porn, and this is for Misty. I got a question about this. I'm probably going to be lynched for this, but I remember about a year ago there were some pictures of Misty on Horsley's trash, and I heard I heard a lot of bad comments and bad feedback. People were going crazy, but. If it's a guy, it's okay. You know, why was it not good?
Well, see, when I sent Ben John Smith that picture, the monitor was going out, and I thought that it was, I honestly thought it was just a shot of my ass. Then I lightened up the monitor and got a better, better visual, and I was like, oh my God, it's my fucking cat.
Yeah,
and,
you can see it.
And then I was a bit taken aback.
But
I'm like, you know, what the hell? I mean, I don't see what the big deal is. I think that we're so puritanical and hypocritical about nudity in America, and at the end of the day, it's just the vagina, you know.
I agree.
Every woman.
Well, and that was my thing. You know, I I heard from a bunch of people, oh my God, Nifty's there. So I clicked over and looked and went, okay, so what's the point? You know, who cares? It is what it is, you know. But
exactly,
people,
yeah. I agree,
so
you know.
Curious,
it's like,
why, you know. Like,
here's what gets me so much about our society, and like Missy, like you said, our society seems so puritanical. What, every week you get tons and tons of new movies coming out from Hollywood that glorifies violence. You know, there's violence. You see 10, 20 people get killed per movie.
Exactly.
And that's okay. Whereas that killing and stuff isn't even a fraction or half as natural as sex or the human body or whatnot. And we have the society that's like, oh, yeah, that's fine. People shooting each other's throats.
Larry Flynn. I love that scene when Larry Flynn is showing the footage. He's showing the war footage and the gore, and then he shows the pictures of the women, the tits and the ass and the cunt and all that. And what's more offensive? Well, I'm offended by violence. I know people get turned on by the blood and all that, and it does nothing for me whatsoever.
Right.
And,
I find that very ironic that our society is so hung up on, you know, nudity or sex, you know, sex and all that, whereas violence, you see it like, I mean, I could just turn on my TV and just randomly go through the stations. I'd probably see like 10 acts of violence just while channel surfing, you know?
I know.
And everyone just accepts it. It's like, yeah, oh, yeah, okay, yeah, let's watch CSI. Look, oh, look, there's a dead body, and they're inspecting this dead body, and they're going to solve this mystery. And, you know, oh, look, here's a war movie, you know, World War II. Oh, look, you know, oh, here's a movie about gangs, you know.
I maintain that's the true perversion, and that's part of why we're so sick in America, is that fascination, that fixation on violence and gore and... I've met some people that are really into that, and I just think it's really fucking creepy. I don't like it.
It is. And whereas, you know, sex and pornography or whatnot, you know, or even people, like, publicly talking about masturbation or you know, using internet porn to as visual aids to you know, help enhance your ability to masturbate, you know, it's like, oh, my God, this person, they're immoral. What? That's more natural to me than freaking, you know, slicing someone's throat or killing somebody or whatnot, whatever, and glorifying it in a movie, you know? It's just, it's very bizarre. We're on the same page here. We're very much on the same page. So that was one of the reasons I think I kind of wanted to do this show tonight, too, you know? I just wanted to, like, open it up and get it out there, you know? So I'm glad everybody's called in so far and has been very open. I mean, that's, you know... You're not going to hear very many shows like this very often on Blog Talk Radio, and, you know, might get banned after this one. Because people have, like...
Thank God for that.
Because people have some major, major hang-ups about it, and it just, it makes no sense to me whatsoever to be so hung up about it, you know? So.
You know, it's almost as if our society has gone backwards in time. If you look at, you know, paintings from the 1700s, is that there were naked women and naked guys everywhere.
Right, right.
But
nowadays,
it's so taboo. It's so bad. Why? I don't understand. I mean, a naked body is a naked body.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah, yeah, exactly. But yet you can go watch, you know, go to the movie theater and see some movie like Battleship or something like that, where you see hundreds of people getting slaughtered and killed, and it's very graphic blood and all that, and that's all cool and okay.
I can go to an art museum and see Michelangelo, you know, I mean, and there's nudity there. I mean, it was no big deal.
Right.
I don't understand why now it's
very backwards. It's, and, you know, I don't want to point fingers, I don't want to blame, you know, but, you know, there's definitely, like, some sort of, you know, God, I don't even want to get religion and stuff like that, and right wing and left wing. I don't want to get all that stuff involved here because that's just, you know, I hate politics. That's another thing I love. There's nothing real about politics, but
no,
some of this is kind of political.
No, it's not. It's a mirage. The right wing is crazy. The left wing is crazy.
And so is the Teabagger Party.
Both sides are so extreme. Well, the Teabagger Party is so extreme, right? It's insane. Both sides are so extreme that you can't say anything anymore.
You can't offend anyone. You can't do anything. It's insane. You know, I mean, we just need to find a middle ground and move along.
Right. That's it. I agree, man.
Agree to disagree. That's how I've always looked at it. So.
Right. Absolutely.
But we were supposed to be talking about, you know, internet and books and.
Well, you know, the emphasis for me was never really was so much on the books, but well, yeah, the print books. I mean, the whole print. I mean, there's definitely a parallel. Okay, you know, you look at, I guess how e-books and the internet is kind of, you know, killing print books. You know, be it mainstream or even, you know, in the small press or whatnot, and you know, you got the same thing going on with.
I mean,
you know, with the, you know, internet porno is killing the skin mag.
Not only the small press, dude. I mean, you know, I was
reading
today.
You know,
the Association of American Publishers is, you know, eBooks. They raised in the first quarter of this year $282 million, whereas paperback hard copy books are only $299 million. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, eBooks are taking over everything. You know, they're right behind paperbacks, which are, you know, I mean, it's, you know, technology
I have no problem with e-books and, you know, the internet and all that. It's a great way to connect with people and to promote your books. And, you know, the e-books, you know, they sell for cheaper because, you know, you don't have all the extra costs of printing, binding, et cetera, shipping. You know, but at the same time, you know, I don't want to see books become extinct because I really, really genuinely fear they're going to. Because there's nothing like having a nice print book or a comic book or a newspaper in your hand, smell it, feel the pages, you know. And
I know. I've been reading books to Jackson, my son, since he was newborn, and every night I read him books, and we both just inhale the pages. I don't want to ever lose that. I want him to be able to read to his children. So I think we'll always have books.
You think so? You think?
So.
I mean, they'll always be around because there's been millions printed. But I mean, at the same time, I kind of feel like, you know, as society progresses and all this technology progresses, we're going to see less and less of them. You know what I mean? And they're going to become almost too expensive. You know what I mean? Because the cost, you know, of printing a book and binding it, shipping it, or whatever, it's going to become so outrageous compared to the simplicity of just, you know, putting out an e-book or whatnot. It's gonna kill it. I mean, I don't know. Who knows what's next?
So for me, it's always been, you know, when I can hold something and look at something and I bought
mm-hmm.
something that I have, it means
right.
more.
It
Online,
does.
I can always hit delete and move on to something else.
Right. Yeah, it's so much more tangible and real having it there in your hand. It's probably because, you know, we're all pretty much the same age and we grew up without the internet, pretty much. We're all pretty much newbies for like the last decade or so with the whole internet and computers and whatnot. So we all grew up with books and all. But this whole next generation after us, you know, and our kids included or whatnot, you know, books are kind of like, you know, what's that? You know what I mean? You know, they have all the cell phones. Cell phones are pretty much miniature computers now. It's crazy. And all this other, like, technology, you know, who knows what's next? You know, who knows what's on the horizon? By the time we all hit, like, 50, 60 years old, who knows what's going to be there? You know? I mean, it's just, I don't know.
Really, this is, you're right about the cell phone thing. This is the first time I've used my cell phone for something other than Angry Birds than, you know, last week. You know, really, nobody has books anymore. Everybody buys a Kindle.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do it.
Yeah, and that's what worries me. Is that I hate to see the kids growing up now and not really truly appreciating books. But I'll be damned if I haven't instilled that whole appreciation for books into my kids. You know, because they see me making books, and they smell the glue, and they see me doing it. Like, Dad, what are you doing? What are you doing? I'm making books. Oh, and they think it's all really cool. So it's like I try to encourage, you know, that whole like tangible book, real book thing. You know. And
that's right.
I don't know.
Yeah, no, I hear you. You know, you should encourage books. They should have it, you know. And even I noticed the difference, you know, my girlfriend's daughter, you know, if she sits and reads a book, she's fine. You know, she can walk away from it, no problem. But if she sits on the computer and she's sucked into that, she's a completely different person.
Hmm.
It's not even the same person. It just sucks her
yeah.
soul. You know, books are the way to go. And then you can hold something you can jerk off on. I mean, you can't jerk off on your computer. I mean, you know, the old days of the skin map where you can put the picture down and visualize you're over the woman. You know, you can't do that with a computer in your box.
Oh, yeah. I'll never forget those early days when, you know, I discovered, you know, the glory and beauty of, you know, a Playboy that I found hidden underneath my dad's bed or whatnot, you know, and took it into the bathroom and placed it there at the bottom of the toilet, you know. I mean, not at the bottom of the toilet, I mean, beneath the toilet so that I could ejaculate into the toilet. So I wouldn't leave a mess. Oh, goodness.
I mean, really, you know, maybe the magazines need to get more creative. You know, scratch and sniff or something. I mean, you know, some way to get people to buy the magazine. You know, it comes with a baseball card. I don't know. Because if you're not getting paid by free internet porn.
I got to be honest. I love internet porn.
Yeah, well, I'm sure you do. You're glad.
All right, I'm going to have
sure
to call in on a different
phone. I'm sure you're an internet porn surfer. You start out looking
I'm
at
beyond
that
a surfer. I consider myself a connoisseur at this point.
There you go. The finest of lines.
All right, you're going to have to pardon me for a second because I have one phone that's dying and I'm going to have to switch over to a different one. I'll put on a song here real quick, guys, if you don't mind. How about a little bit of Pumped Up Kicks? Pumped Up Kicks? You know, better run faster than my mullet. Or bullet, or mullet, whatever. I prefer mullet. All right, we're going to go to a song here real quick, Pumped Up Kicks, and I think that's very appropriate for what we've been talking about. A lot of pumping up going on, or pumping up and down, or, you know, manual gratification. Be right back. So that was a little bit of pumped up kicks there.
Is the music over?
Now, what's that?
I was doing a robot. Why'd you stop the music?
I had to achieve a little release, and I took care of that nice and quick.
No more robot. Okay.
So, all right.
I was getting
like,
down with the robot, man. It was jamming.
Have you found your man clit yet on your penis? Michael, I'm talking to you, Michael. No man clit for you, Michael?
Man clit? What?
Never mind. Pushing. All right, so it looks like we've got another caller here. Caller from the area code 219er. You are on. Hello.
Yeah, this is Misty Rainwater Lights.
Hello, Rainwater Lights. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Thanks for having. Thanks for answering my call.
All right. So do you have anything to share with us, or would you like to elaborate on what we've been discussing here about internet porn? You know.
I'd prefer instead of this is Misty Rainwater Lights. I would prefer for you to ask direct questions because I don't really remember what you're talking about.
All right, Mr. Rainwater Lights.
This is Mr. Rainwater Lights.
Yeah, okay, Mr. Misty.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we've been discussing the significance and the impact of internet porn on society, on ourselves, and, you know, we've been discussing, I mean, it's branched out in every which direction you can think of about, you know, ranging from masturbatory techniques, you know, or favorite visual aids or porn
or apparently foreplay, which is involved in internet porn. Sorry about it.
Well, what's the question?
So, first of all, we all masturbate, right? Masturbation is a natural part of life, correct?
You make it sound like a circle jerk, Brian.
So, Mr. Misty,
Mr. Misty, masturbate? I mean, what?
Well, yeah, what's your take on masturbation and, you know, internet porn, et cetera? Pro, con? Is it damaging to society or, you know?
Yeah, it's damaging. It's damaging to society. It's destruction of Western culture. It's, fun to look at.
Right? It's definitely fun to look at.
Yeah, when there's people on there having sexy times and get you, you start getting a horny feeling in your balls.
Right?
So is that like the feeling in your balls when you're in an airplane and you land or you lift off? Is that similar?
It's kind of like that, but it's more.
Oh, nice.
It's more. I don't know how to explain it on television, but it's
Make you tingle in your no-no places. That's.
Yeah, right. Yeah. You start tingling down there, and you think, "Well, I feel like I have a horny feeling." And
right.
You have people on the screen on your computer having sexy times, and they put their penises in their vaginas, and then she'll come and put her vagina on somebody's vagina or on their penis or whatever.
Now, is there a certain thing that gets you more funny feeling down there than others, like interracial or something like that? Bukkake?
Do you have any preferences?
What, What'd you say? What was the word you used? Interfacial?
Well, facial, yeah, you know.
You know, like Bukkake? I mean, you like a woman who looks like a glazed donut?
Not,
I mean,
just forget about it. I'm not talking about any Bukowski tonight or any poetry. I'm talking about... Oh, I'm talking about pornography on the internet. I like to get a feeling. Sometimes it tickles down there.
Yeah, that tickling feeling. It's like you have to scratch it, right? To get it out, to release it. Right?
Yeah. And then, itch it really bad.
When you're down there itching it, do you use like a Vaseline or some spittle?
Yeah.
I mean,
I found this stuff out of Walgreens. It's like a athlete's foot stuff, but the pharmacist said it'd be okay on my, down there on that part. He said you could put it around your scrotum and all that.
It's not called Monistat 7, is it?
No, it's I couldn't afford that. It's the Walgreens brand. It's like Walgreens foot cream or something like it.
And well, the foot cream.
Yeah.
Obviously, it helps relieve the itch, right? I mean.
The burning and the itch.
And if you add water, it probably makes your phone soft too, right?
Soft. No. There are no. I'm confused.
Well, okay. While engaged, Mr. Misty, while engaged in manual gratification, while watching, you know, the people fornicate on your computer screen, besides, you know, the standard, you know, in and out, you know. Do you do anything else to enhance the experience for yourself? Do you ever, like, tweak your nipples or you know, insert maybe tissue paper into your anus to stimulate your prostate?
You know, here's the thing, man, and I really appreciate what that Navajo fella said about the kitty cat, but the thing is, I made a mistake doing that on the trying to put... How do you call that? Like you stimulate your butthole? Is that what you call it?
Yes, the Brian Fugain method.
Yes.
Stimulating the butthole.
Well, the thing is, okay. I've done it with a pen with one of them caps on it. Oh.
Lost the cap?
And I put the wrong side. You can see I put the rough end up there. Well, I never did see that pin cap again.
Have you ever watched gay porn? See, that's a topic I want to touch, too. You know,
yeah.
I mean, we talk about woman on woman, but what about man on man?
Yeah, that's usually where I start. That's like the... I call that the hors d'oeuvres, if you will.
Okay, so here's another subject as far as internet porn or any porn goes. Does anybody appreciate or like porn that involves like threesomes, foursomes, and moresomes? Because you know, I've expended my pornographic experiences beyond belief. You know, so it takes a lot for me, you know, to find something that really like gives me that bam pow. You know, so. I found myself gravitating towards, internet porn that exhibits, you know, threesomes, foursomes, moresomes, orgies, you know, that kind of thing. How do you guys feel about that? And let's ask Ms. Navajo, you still there?
Yeah.
Mr. Navajo, how do you feel about threesomes, foursomes, and moresomes, and have you ever engaged in one, like, in actual real time? I mean, not, like, just, you know, using both hands at the same time.
What?
I am make sex with the and another man and a woman.
Really, really. So, you've experienced the what a lot of people like to call the MSM threesome, the male, female, male.
Yes, I am Davis. I am Davis. There was my friend, and his girl. They have sex. I am come home. The man, he was my roommate. And they were on the kitchen table. They were make sex. So I saw them. They make sex, and I got erection. So they look at me. My erection. I take my pants down. I run over. At first, my friend very mad. He wants to punch me. But a woman, she grabbed my penis, and we make sex. It was very fun.
Now, Mr. Navajo, how about like bestiality? I mean, no one's got a tongue quite like a dog. Where do you stand on that?
I am not make sex with dog in my country. This is very bad, very very bad thing. But I do make sex with the cat because I rub my penis on the cat and I make orgasm on the cat.
Well, I don't, you know, you brought up the cat, so I thought maybe a dog would be in order.
No. No, this is very bad. This is very bad in my country. You know, this is for me. I never touched the dog. It doesn't matter you if you make a sex with the dog. It doesn't matter with you. Why you have this type of person on your show?
It doesn't have to be sex. It can be a reach around. I mean, you know.
No. I never do this with the dog. Are you do this? Are you make sex with dog?
No, not here. No. You can be honest. You're honing in the cat teats. You can be honest with us. You know, dog, donkey, horse. You know, whatever floats your boat.
The horse has a very big penis. No, I'm not gonna make a sex with the dog.
You'll make a sex with the dog, cat.
The cat, yes. But not the dog. Never at the dog. Never do this.
How about you, Brian? Any sex with the dog?
But no, that's really not my thing. You know, but I do like I said, I found myself gravitating towards, you know, the threesome, foursome, and moresome genre, if you want to call it. Pornographic genre.
Genre. We're giving you the porno genres. Okay.
Right. Yes. You know, makes my English accent come out. So, Mr. Misty, do you have any preferences as far as, like, threesomes, foursomes, moresomes? Have you experienced any, like, in real life? Or, you know, do you prefer that, you know, that visual aid?
Well, I'm kind of confused with the question, but the thing is, if you masturbate yourself off in front of a mirror, does that count as, like, is that, you know, like a orgy?
You know what? It kind of is. And I got to admit, you know, I, back in my early 20s, I actually videotaped myself masturbating in front of a mirror just to see what I look like, and see, you know, the funny expressions I make while gratifying myself. And, you know,
it kind of felt like a little bit of a weird orgy. I have to admit.
Do you have that available at all?
You know, the scary thing is, it's floating around somewhere in my parents' attic, and I hope to God they never find it. It's a fucking joke. I did some crazy shit with the video camera back in my early 20s. Wow.
Oh, Jesus. I hope that answers your question.
Yeah, good enough. Good enough. All right, guys, I guess... Yeah.
Engaged in sex with an Indian one time.
You engaged in sex with what?
With this Navajo Indian one time.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he was very, very handsome, very tall, and very gentle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did he have very large foreskin?
A very large foreskin? Yeah, he did, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, the foreskin's important, you know.
Yeah, apparently, you know, I'm starting to get, like, foreskin envy at this point because, you know, I'm circumcised. So, so this Navajo.
Yeah.
You should have foreskin envy. I mean, you know, every foreskin looks different, as I'm told. I mean, it can be like the Mount Rushmore foreskin, very distinguished.
Well, you know,
everyone is different and...
Right. And, you know, we celebrate all of our, diversity, you know. That's what I Got My Coffee is all about, diversity and celebration of internet porn and poetry and everything else. But,
I thought I Got My Coffee was just some sleazy online press. I didn't know it was about diversity.
Well, I got to ask Mr. Misty, this Navajo,
yeah.
you engaged
Whatever happened to Mrs. Misty?
I don't know.
She had to go to bed. She had to go to bed for the night I took her in.
Give up on us? I mean, you know, the one woman who called in.
Yeah.
We figured she'd be the one that would have the biggest balls to do it because, you know, she's out there. She's cool. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm very appreciative that she had the balls to come in to be honest and shoot the shit with us, you know?
I wanted more women to call in. I didn't want a bunch of. I didn't want this to be a sausage fest.
Well, you know, I'm enjoying it. So anyhow, I have a question for you, Mr. Misty.
Yeah.
So this Navajo you engaged with,
yeah.
In a sexual manner.
yeah.
It was. Okay, was his hair braided? And if so, did he have, like, you know, the double ponytail, you know, pigtail, or one long ponytail, or was it more of a Mohican thing? I mean, what's the Navajo way?
What his way is, but he was like one of them bodybuilder people that wear the Speedo and all that.
Yeah.
So he didn't have no hair anywhere, and... thing was, I was getting a little, me and Mrs. Misty was out that night, and I was getting a little jealous, so I sent her to bed, and I sent her off back to the bed, and I told this Navajo fella, I kind of had eyes for him.
Yeah, right.
Kind of had eyes for him. He didn't have a very Navajo sound name either, or something like that. The hell was his land? It's been a number of years ago.
Right.
Ghost of Shinsky or something like that. Ghost of Shinsky or something like that. So I don't know.
Right.
He said he was full-blooded Navajo. I mean, I have no way of telling that. Didn't have a hair on his body, though. I'll tell you, I saw from top to toe, and I didn't see, you know, the man was waxed, let's just say that.
Full-blooded Utah.
No. And I don't know different Indian tribes and all that. The thing is,
yeah, I don't
Bella
either.
He said he was Navajo, and I'll tell you now, they don't grow beards and all that genetically, you know.
Right. Yeah, that's right. That's the thing I've always noticed is, especially watching old cowboy and Indian movies as a kid growing up. Indians, you know, they have a lot of hair on their heads, you know, and they have long, like,
yeah,
ponytails and pigtails and all that. But body hair? No, they have this, like, very nice, shiny, clean, you know, well-chiseled,
yeah,
chest, you know, with not a single freaking hair on their chest.
And
or
no
their back,
goatees,
you know,
or none of that, you know?
Right, right. No mustaches, no goatees, none of that shit. Yeah. No.
They
so,
genetically can't do it, man.
Yeah. I envy that, man. I hate having to shave all this excessive hair that has been sprouting out on my back and everything since I turned 40. I mean, it literally, it started growing from my sphincter up my back, crawling up my back, you know.
Well,
and,
I know that we're
know,
not supposed to be mentioning names on this show, but, I mean, I may have to do just one name out of the...
Yeah, go for it. Go for it.
A friend of mine, I hope Mrs. Misty's not listening to this. Go back to bed! Anyhow, this fella, there's only one person I know in the small press community that is uncircumcised. And I have visual proof. I do not have photographic proof or video proof. I have visual proof of this.
All right.
And,
fill the beans.
Can
fill
I say
beans
it on this show?
Do it. Say it.
It's Michael Grover.
And how did you come upon this this visual? I mean, what were the circumstances?
Misty, darling, go back to bed. It's nothing. This is big boy talk. Go back to bed, honey. Yeah, all right. He was going pee one time.
Mm-hmm.
He was going pee one time.
And you thought you'd be the receptacle? I mean...
I don't like to call it that because I like to have a little bit more, you know, like, I don't like to, you know, use them kind of terms like receptacle, cum dumpster, and all that type of stuff because, you know, I like to have, you know, some, you know, gives them, I don't know, okay, you've got me confused here. I'm so confused.
Yeah. I would never call you a cum dumpster. You're better than that.
Yeah, exactly. Just like I would never, you know, you're not my cum dumpster. You're not my piss receptacle. You're better than that. You know, I love you.
Exactly. You know, never call you a sperm burper or anything like that.
Right, because I love you. I don't know about group sex, you know, man. It's like, you know, you can't, how do you, I don't know, man.
Well, you know, I have to admit,
yeah,
I've engaged in it numerous times. I probably shouldn't even be talking about it here on my blog talk radio, but maybe that's a whole other show for some night.
But
so,
group sex, yeah.
Any last words from Mr. Navajo and Mr. Misty, because we're about to wrap things up here.
All right.
Any last words?
Go ahead, Mr. Navajo.
Mr. Navajo, any last words?
I have just got to thank you for the show, and I am like it very much, and I feel very, very happy to have talked to you and to these nice people here today, especially the Michael. His voice is very sexy. I would like to email him sometime if you would please give me his email and then maybe send me a picture of himself. I would like this very much. Thank you.
Yeah. That was really thoughtful.
That was thoughtful. What do you think, Michael?
your current avatar on Facebook, Michael, is pretty hot there. You got the whole like George Michael post face beard thing going there. So you know.
I didn't know it was George Michael. I mean, it was. I mean, Jesus, I don't swallow or nothing. Should I? I thought it was a bearded pic of a dude and a wife beater. And if I still had a wife, I would beat her, let me tell you. But George Michael, Jesus Christ.
Oh, shit.
I'm bobbing for sperms? Not me, buddy. Not me.
Mr. Misty, do you have any last words?
Yeah, just a couple last words here. I don't know how to put this, but Michael Grover, fuck you. You're not getting your pillow or your underwear back. Sue me on fucking Judge Judy. I don't care. You broke up. The flat screen TV's mine. Go to hell. We'll work this out in the court of law.
Excellent, excellent. Very nice. All right, well, you know what? Good night. This has been a great show, and I've had a wonderful time. And, you know, a lot of people have been honest and upfront. And, you know, I think we really had a good show. And Mr. Michael Jasinski, thank you so much for being the kick-ass awesome co-host, buddy. And Mr. Navajo, we really enjoyed having you on, buddy. Thanks so much. And Mr. Kaczynski, do you have any last words, buddy?
Yeah, you know, I'm thinking we should do a continuation of this. You know, I'm going to heavily research internet porn so I'm more prepared for the next time. I'll make it my mission in life. I'm gonna work hard.
Well, yeah, you know, I'm on the same page. I imagine I will be studying heartily. Daily, you know, and researching and, you know, soiling boxes of Kleenexes and whatnot. But, man, this has been a great show, everybody.
Man. You had it right earlier. You got to use socks, man. Socks. Because, they, like you said, you can use them as little casts for the kitten, for the cat. He had no clue. The cat came out, the cat had my, you know, stained socks on, and she thought they were little cats. She felt bad for the cat. She was kissing them and writing her name on them. So fuck the tissues. I mean, I guess she'd make something out of paper mache with that, but the socks were...
I have always noticed that having a cat is a woman magnet because they want to sign it. They're like all sympathetic and like, oh, can I sign your cast? What happened? You know, and you can make up some sort of bullshit and make yourself sound like a hero. Like, well, yeah, you know, I got into this big car fight and et cetera, et cetera, and I'm this hardcore, like, yeah. But anyhow, all right. Great show, guys. Thank you so much, Mike G, for hosting the show with me, man. It's been a blast, and I reckon we'll see you all next week. Who knows what the hell we'll talk about next week. This has been a blast, and I thank everybody who's called in, Misty Rainwater Light, you know, and
yes,
Mr. Misty.
Oh, yeah. You got to thank Misty for being upfront and honest, being the woman who called in.
Exactly, yeah, exactly. And Mr. Navajo has been wonderful, and hopefully we'll hear from Mr. Navajo again sometime soon. So, all right, everybody, we're gonna fade out here with... one last song here, it's called Move Like Jagger, because, you know, Mr. Mick Jagger used to, shimmy and shake like somebody who is in the midst of an extreme orgasm, so I think this song's appropriate to fade out to Move Like Jagger. All right, here we go. Good night, everybody, and thanks.
at least another year.